This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This was Breer discussing what he's hearing about the first two picks in the draft.
Well, I think we can take the big item off the table, first of all. I think it's 99% Caleb Williams is a Bear now. I think that's been the case for a few weeks. Unless something goes really wrong in that with that situation, that's set in stone. And the more I've started to ask around, the more it seems like Jaden Daniels is probably the leader in the clubhouse to be a Commander. It does match up with what Cliff Kingsbury's looked for in his quarterbacks over the years. Obviously, Jaden Daniels had a great season last season at LSU, and he's probably, I think, arguably the most ready to play of the three guys at the top of the draft because he's played the most football. He played 5 years in college. So I think right now, again, like this can change over the next few weeks, I think Jaden Daniels is the leader in the clubhouse to be the second overall pick.
So I want to get to that in a second. We'll bury the lead for just a moment. Start with 1-1 and Caleb Williams with Chicago. I've felt like that was a foregone conclusion and that was a lock for an extended period of time. This is months and months in the making.
Agreed there.
As far as
yep.
I'm concerned. But after a lot of nonsensical debating in Chicago and fans saying, let's stick with Justin Fields, it does seem like that's now kind of the presumptive, obvious decision. Do you think there's any chance that Caleb Williams doesn't go one?
Micro chance. Less than 1%, greater than zero.
So lock that in, put it in sharp.
I put it with some really good ink pen. I'm underlining it a couple times. It's happening. I mean, Caleb Williams referred to when Keenan Allen, who lives in Southern California, went to his pro day so that Caleb Williams could throw with him. You know, like talked about we and here, not in Southern California, Chicago, aka like they have Keenan Allen. You see what I'm saying? Like it's done. It's happening.
Seems like a conclusion now that we can put a period on that sentence. Caleb Williams will be a Bear. So that brings us to pick two and really the reason for this conversation, which is Albert Breer saying that he is hearing rumblings that the Commanders are leaning toward or prefer, whichever you want to go with. Jaden Daniels, not Drake May or J.J. McCarthy. I don't know that this is surprising. Jaden Daniels is the reigning Heisman Trophy winner. He had a combined 50 touchdowns and just 4 interceptions in the SEC this season. For what it's worth, we have heard more people come out and suggest that they're hearing behind the scenes more about Jaden Daniels to Washington than Drake May to the Commanders. Nobody really knows anything yet. Nobody has reported that. And Breer didn't either, by the way. If he knew, he would say, I'm told the Commanders plan on taking Jaden Daniels.
Uh-huh.
He didn't say that. He said, I'm hearing that they like Jaden Daniels, prefer Jaden Daniels. So it's kind of a game of telephone. But I think the worthwhile conversation right now is, are you buying whatever smoke is out there now from people like Breer who are insiders saying, I'm hearing the Commanders like him? It's almost certainly not coming from Washington.
I think that's the essential key. So I don't think Breer's being lied to. specifically. But remember, what season are we in? This is silly season, lying season, agenda season, whatever you want to call it. My view is that anything about Washington right now is not coming from Washington unless they specifically wait until the 11th hour, maybe the 13th hour, and try to do some either damage control or change the narrative. Again, I am pointing to this coaching search and the way it went. It wasn't until very, very end on this journey where they went, you guys need to think about Dan Quinn. And then all of a sudden reporters are scrambling to write their articles about how Dan Quinn's a viable candidate and how Dan Quinn's actually a great candidate. And you guys don't understand. And I know seven teams passed, but the eighth team is Washington, and they're doing their due diligence. And Dan Quinn, to wake us up to the idea that was happening about 3 days later. That's late in the game. We're not at that stage yet for the draft. So right now, my belief is that Washington is sitting there clammed up. If they, like Jaden Daniels at two, quote unquote, I'm using the air quotes, that could be Daniels' agent. That could be another team that wants May to fall to four somehow. That could be any of a million things. And I don't necessarily, I'm not saying that Albert Breer like made it up on the spot or anything like that. I'm not trying to impugn him at all. This is the season, though, where it's really hard to verify who benefits from stuff and whether you should throw it out there or not.
Sure.
Right?
It so could also that's be, though, that Peters and Newmark are leaning in that direction.
It could be that, yeah.
And someone in the building found out who told someone out of the building who told Albert Breer. Right? I mean, it absolutely could be a thing, and it kind of makes sense. I said this on the show yesterday. If I had to bet money right now, and we're at a sports book, we're broadcasting from Tap Sports Bar. I am 15 feet away. I'm looking at the counter where you can walk up and place bets. If I had to go up right now and get a ticket on who the Commanders are going to take at number two overall, I would bet on Jaden Daniels. I just think it makes more sense from the standpoint of it's an easier sell. I think there will be a larger portion of the fan base that gets excited. I think oftentimes you see defensive coaches paired with dual threat quarterbacks who can run and make plays. He had an unbelievable college season in the SEC. He was the best college football player last year. Like, all of these things. The fact that I would take May doesn't really matter. And the fact that I think it's probably dead even on a lot of people's boards.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It could very well be Drake May. I just think that if I had to bet right now, I'd say Daniels. And maybe I feel that way because guys like Breer, the ones that are coming out to say what they're hearing, more of them seem to be smelling the smoke on Daniels, right? Where they're going,
yeah.
The tea leaves to me are Washington likes Jaden Daniels. I don't think I've seen anybody come out and say, from what I'm hearing, they're going May. I've heard a few people now and seen Breer types come out and say Daniels, and maybe that's why I'm leaning toward Jaden Daniels. But the question is, do they really know anything? To your point, it could absolutely be subterfuge. It could be a game of telephone where something was lost or someone's benefiting from misinformation. It could also be gospel. We have no idea right now, this far out.
That's what leads me to believe that it's the opposite. again, this is now all the sample. It's all of one coaching search. So, you know, we know this. We'll find out how this regime operates over weeks and months and then hopefully years as they go about their business. But that's what this has felt like to me. This is the opposite of the good ship leak a lot, where this old Washington way of doing things was they wanted to control every narrative. They wanted to be ahead of these things. They wanted to cover for their mistakes and misfortunes and try to make themselves look better. And they always ended up making themselves look worse more often than not. This group is as tight-lipped as anybody in the sport. Now, maybe that'll be different if they're picking eighth or ninth and they hope somebody falls to them in a couple of seasons. And, you know, maybe we'll hear every rumor every day about who they're associated with or who some other team's associated with or whatever, how it affects Washington. But this feels to me like nobody's getting any info from them. And, you know, like very Mike Shanahan style, where when he was going to draft somebody, he never talked to him, never even looked at him, had like a friend work the guy out. I mean, that kind of crap, you know? It feels like subterfuge to me, which is why I've kind of always thought that they're going to take Drake May. But again, this is all guessing based on the tiniest sample that doesn't even relate to which person they're taking it to.
Well, maybe here's the most important part. Do they know right now who they're going to take?
I think so, but I understand that they may not.
If the answer's no, then it can't be true that they're going to take Jaden Daniels or Drake May if that rumor comes out. If they don't know, right? Last night they're having dinner with J.J. McCarthy. Soon enough they'll be dining with Daniels and with May, and they'll be at both of their pro days next week. I understand that you do your due diligence.
Right.
There are three teams meeting with Caleb Williams. Two of them are not going to get him. I think it's the Raiders I saw and the Vikings. But just keeping their options open, making sure they've dotted their I's, they've crossed their T's. So I don't think the fact that you're going to have dinner with people or you're going to meet with them or be at their pro days, that doesn't mean you're not likely to draft them. You still are. You're going to sit down with – you're going to use every visit you got. I think you get 30 official visits. You're not taking 30 players, right? But you still got work to do. So I understand that Washington is going to do more homework than is necessary, but we've seen how thorough this group is.
Yeah.
You know, they portend to want to – essentially show their work and do all of the due diligence before they make a decision. If they knew right now, I'd be a little bit surprised. Pro days and meetings aren't even done for half of the four quarterbacks. And if you count McCarthy, who's on the field throwing today about 30 minutes ago, you know, 75% of the four guys. So it's very, very possible to me that they have not made up their mind. I do think it's crazy to assume, as scouts who have watched probably hundreds of hours of film already on these guys, that they wouldn't have a lean. But I think that's very, very different than knowing which guy you're taking.
Yeah, I guess that's an important distinction. I mean, to me, when I say I think they know, I think right now they've got a hierarchy that if they had the draft tomorrow, they could. And something could change. I mean, you've seen this group demonstrate that they're willing to have an open mind about things, right? Where, you know, whether people like me like it or not, I cannot believe the number of holdovers from the previous staff, which was a disaster. And they've acknowledged that this roster stinks, and look at what they've done in free agency. They're willing to allow Martin Mayhew to prove it, or somebody else that's they've been on the staff, Marty Herney or whoever. So they're willing to do it sort of their way and have open minds about stuff. So I'm imagining that things could change between now and then. When I say I think they know, I think the tape has been watched, conversations have been had, the scouting has scouted. Right, I mean, a guy's throwing a couple times to receivers in 72-degree weather that he's familiar with in a controlled environment. I don't know if that necessarily changes that or anything else.
But I can make the case that the other stuff's equally or more important. Like, you can do all that scouting before the football season ends, honestly. The tape can tell the story on these prospects as physical talents. Whether they work out in the league or not might have every bit or more to do with the stuff that has to be done between now and the draft. The meetings, the conversations, getting them on the whiteboard, grilling them, asking them questions, diving into their character. Maybe more so at the quarterback position, Danny, than any other position.
In
their
spot, yeah. I mean, I don't know. Again, this is what are we basing anything on? We're basing it on, you know, logic, a little bit of hearsay, just sort of impressions of this group. And I'm not trying to say they're not thorough or anything like that. I think they've pretty much, you know, had all their meetings and discussions. And again, if they had to go to the podium tomorrow, they could. But of course, they're going to do all their due diligence. And similarly, they know they're not drafting Caleb Williams. They're still going to have dinner with Caleb Williams. They're still going to do all the stuff that you just mentioned about the workout, the exercise, the whiteboard, and you know, everything that relates to it. But just going back to it, though, in terms of who they prefer right now, that when you hear the hey, the defensive guy who's the head coach, oftentimes in history they've paired defensive coaches with guys that are dual-threat quarterbacks. So that makes sense. Like, that's as good as we can do in terms of speculation right now because of how tight-lipped they are. Does that make any sense? Like, I'm trying to draw, like, an arrow to connect some
dots.
Yeah,
here's what Kingsbury worked with in Arizona, or Mariota's kind of right. Like him, and they signed him to be the backup,
yeah.
Which I do find hilarious that Mariota would be a comp for Daniels. What a mean thing to say about Jaden Daniels.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.